What it is, that's what he publicly, that's what Jesus was publicly declaring to the people. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. It's among you. It's at hand. That's within hand's reach. That's how close it is. You've been waiting on it to come and everything else, boy, it's right among you now. It ain't in you yet because you're still dead and trespassing and sin. The penalty for sin ain't paid yet, but it's here. Lord. Now, man, I'm publicly declaring that, but when I give, but to my disciples, who are disciples? Peter, James, and John? No, those who are called by his name. What do you mean those who are called by his name? Those who are called, man, you know, to say, hey, Lord, I want to know for myself. The ones who will say, hey, Lord, I'm going to follow you. What do you mean, man? Do you tell, hey, Peter, yeah, hey, James, hey, John, hey, listening audience, that's what Jesus is saying to you. Come follow me. What do you mean? Come follow me in my word. Come see what I say. Thank God for what the preacher say, and thank God for what your denomination say, and thank God for what your church say, and everything else. But boy, you need to listen, and thank God for your corporate experience and your corporate relationship and all those good things and everything else, and they use to edify you and everything else. But boy, they'll use to edify you, men, to do what, to come see what I say for yourself. I want you to, this is what God is saying to all, every last one of us, man, individually, man, and personally, man. That he want every last one of us, man, to come, man, boldly into his throne of grace, man. Not just, man, thank God for the corporate experience, but I'm talking about now personal. He wants, man, you to have a personal relationship with him. He wants you to come and commune with him. He wants you to come hang out with him. He wants you to come talk with him. I tell you, man, the whole thing, man, is about this. The reason why he reconciled you back to himself and hooked you back up to himself and tore down the wall that separated you, man, from him, man, is so that he can, man, commune with you. What do you mean? So that he can fellowship with you. So he can get back, man, into that relationship that he had with you, man, before Adam and Eve ate off the tree. To begin to talk to you, man, in the way he was talking to Adam and Eve in the beginning. That world. The one he set up. What he was doing. Not what Adam and Eve was doing for him. They tried to do something for him and messed up everything. Even trying to do something for themselves and messed up everything. But boy, if they just stayed in on what he was doing. You and I get in on what he doing, man, and then we fall and everything else, man. And then, boy, his loving kind, that's why it's called the stone of his grace, boy. And you repent, you change your way of thinking, you turn from that way, man, and you continue, man, to say, Lord, forgive me and get up, man, and keep pressing on toward the pride of that high calling, man. He sets you right back on course toward that destination that he has for your life. Hallelujah. Now, you keep falling. It's a short circuit, man. You know your ability, man, to operate in it, man, it'll keep you going around and around in circles. It'll keep you, man, from manifesting, man, the glory of God and everything else, even though it's there. So, of course, he wants us to come to live holy and to come out of sin. But he got a way of doing that. He say, awake to righteousness. Realize, man, stop trying to get righteous and realize that you are righteous. Most people try to live right, man, so they can make it to heaven, so they can be saved. No, that's backwards. You think if you live right, that'll get you saved when you stand before the judgment seat of God? No, you're supposed to live right because you're already saved, because you are saved. You don't live right to try to get saved. You live right, man, because God already saved you. And he say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. Don't mean to live right, man, because you're trying to get saved. Live right because you love me. How am I get to love you like that, Lord? You got to first know that I love you. And I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to keep on loving you, man, even while you yet in your sin. I'm going to keep on loving you. Why? Because, man, I know the plan that I have for you, and I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And those plans are to prosper you, not to harm you, give you hope in the future. I already set the destination. I told you I finished. The Holy Spirit, I've been waiting on the Holy Spirit to finish the work, and y'all allow him to do it. He needs some material. What kind of material you need? He need my word. Y'all ain't returning my word to me. You're preaching about it and singing about it and teaching. Oh boy, you don't know what that thing is all really. I don't know if I'm. what prayer really is. Let me stop for let me pause for a minute and tell you what's going on, you know, in through this radio broadcast. Cause I told y'all, man, when I started out, I told y'all, man, when they tell me, okay, hey, you on the air, man, when they start off, they be like, you know, when they open them gates and let them horses out, boy, they take out running. That's like, kind of how it be with me, you know, and man, you know, and before I know it, boy, the word just started flowing out of my mouth. I told y'all, I never had no pre-planned messages. I just come over here, man, you know, and I just realized, man, that listening audience, man, is good ground. That's what I believe. And man, you know, and God just planting the seeds, man, into the hearts of his people. What seed, man? The gospel of the kingdom. You know what God is doing in your life if you're listening to this broadcast, you know, and I pray that you are, and that you know continue to listen to it, you know, because I tell you, he's gonna give us our inheritance among those who are sanctified, because he's gonna come to a place in our life where we're not just hearers of the word, but we're gonna be doers of this word. We're gonna learn how to apply the functioning principles of God's word to our lives, man, and see it manifested in our lives. Once again, how? Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So what God is doing, man, you know, his whole thing, is the theme of the whole Old Testament is the reestablishment of his kingdom. In the New Testament, that kingdom is reestablished. It's reestablished in our hearts, in our spirits, in our soul, and then in our bodies, and then on the earth. That's the whole thing, the reestablishment of what God is doing. When you say the kingdom of God, it's simply what God is doing. And listen, not only, man, what God is doing in the old covenant, but what God, man, was doing. Listen, I'm going to say this too. Not only what God was doing in the beginning, when he said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and in the beginning was the word. I'm way back further than that. That which was from the beginning. That which he had decided, man, even before he had made mankind, before he made anything. Let me plant this seed into your heart right now. You know, if you read, I think it's Proverbs chapter 8, you know, there's that passage of scripture in there that said, talk about wisdom and her wisdom was, and then if you read further down into it, it say, man, you know, they start talking about who wisdom really is in that passage of scripture, who is really talking about. It's talking about the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, before he came, became a man, before he took upon himself flesh and blood. And he's saying, I was with him before the foundation of the world, you know, and I was, this is the part that jumped out at me. He's saying, I was ever his delight. In other words, what he's saying, boy, let me paraphrase, tell you what that's saying. He said, boy, I was with my father from the beginning of age, when there was nothing. I was there. I was with him. And boy, he was so delighted in me, man. And I delighted him so much to boy, listen, he came up with an idea, a marvelous idea. And the marvelous idea is, man, I want me a whole family of sons, offspring, just like you, Jesus. You please me so much, man, that I want, man, I don't want just you, man. I want a whole lot of trillions and zillions and zillions, and just like you. That's how much he pleased him. If you read that passage carefully, you know, I'll tell you what inspired God to, what he was, there was fellowship and unbroken man communion. The boy, he was always pleasing in his father's sight. And his father was always pleased with him, man. And they began, man, creating things and making things, man. Same thing God want to do, man, with us, man. He want to begin creating and making, man, you know, the things in our lives. What things he want to create and make in our life? All of the kingdom of heaven that Jesus Christ come preaching that was available to us. That's what he's doing. He's not just having, listen, he's not just preoccupied with his people. I mean, he's not just, you know, interested in his, when us, his people, having church. He's interested in that. That's a good thing. But boy, if we're not learning, man, how to become the church and manifest his word in the earth or his glory in this earth, then, man, you know, perhaps, man, we got some church abuse going on or abnormal use of the church. That's what that word abuse means, to abnormal use, to miss at the use of. Yes, let's come together and celebrate and everything else. But, man, let's be like we said earlier, man. Let's become them call-out ones. Let's start seeking first the kingdom of God. Let's start going after God ourselves. Let's become, man, God chasers. Run after him. Chase it. And, man, I'm not talking about like he's running from you, man, but I'm talking about if you hungry and thirsty after him, man, I guarantee you he'll fill you with his righteousness. Not only his righteousness, man, but his plan for your life. But you have to go after him. That's available to us. Jesus said it's available to you. But you have to go get it. He said, listen, I give you the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, loins girded about with truth, shoes sharp, sword of the spirit, shield of faith. I give you all, the whole armor, but you got to put it on. Well, you come preaching that marvelous message about you and I, about what God planned was for our life from the beginning. That he got man from wisdom, his only begotten son, his first one. Adam and mankind were like the first print from the original print. From the original print. Jesus is the plate. Adam was just the first card that, or the first one that came from the plate. So when Adam messed up, man, you know, God said, that's all right, baby. I got you. I got the original plate. Yeah. Only thing, you know, when you buy business cards, you know, I used to buy business cards in Houston, man, it's all little business. And they give you 1,000 business cards and they have it in the box. And on the front of the box, man, they have a little slot. And they put your card in that little slide where you can see it outside the box at the head of it, you know. And they say that first card that they put in that little slide, that's always the first card that they print from the plate. They make the plate first. That's the first one. Then all the 1,000 cards come from that plate. So if they give you your 1,000 cards and then you leave out the place, man, with your 1,000 cards, man, and somebody comes snatch your 1,000 cards, man, and take off with them, man, and do away with them or whatever, man. You know, all you got to do is go back to the printer, man. They got their plate. And they'll make you 1,000 more. So you think God was too much worried, man, concerned about, man, when Adam in the first card, he said, that's all right, man. You know, we got the plate. We got the original. And we're going to fix up, man, Adam and everything else, man. We're going to put him back on the potter's wheel, on the original. Hallelujah. That which was from the beginning. That's what I decided, man, even before I made them, that they would be holy, that they would be just like me. That's what holy means. And they would have my character and my nature. That's what image and likeness mean. They would be like me. They would talk like me. They would think like me. They would walk like me. They would live like me. They would be like me. In character and in nature and in function and just like me. And it'd be in their lives here on earth just like it is in here. On earth. Not in the sweet by and by. It'd be in their lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Well, that's what Jesus Christ came with to bring and reestablish and put back on there. That's what it is. as far as the sin, I'm going to pay the penalty for that. Why? So that, man, now everybody can be reconciled, man, back to, man, what I was doing, man, from the beginning, what my original plan and purpose was for your life. And this ain't nothing you doing. This meant how much God loved you. I told you, man, the only way you can love him the way he desired to be loved, you got the first, he got the first love of us. And not only that, man, he got to show us his love. That's why I say you brokenhearted. You ain't got to be broken. You ain't brokenhearted no more. Now, you can fall back in there and say, yes, I am, if you want to, and you can reject it, or you can receive it. And walk on, man, into the joy of the Lord. And decree and declare, man, you know, hallelujah, that you have a merry heart. And a merry heart do good like a medicine. And you got a merry heart because, man, you know, you got Christ living in there. You got the Father living in there. You got the Holy Spirit living in there. You got all of the angels, man, that camp round about you, man. Two-thirds of the good angels camp round about you, with you everywhere you go. If you don't know those things like that, man, you just hear that every now and then, man. You don't have no faith, too much faith in that. You might believe that, but you know, you don't step out. You don't have faith on that. You don't step out on that. You don't act on that. You don't live like that. You don't talk like that. That's what faith is. Faith is more than believing. Faith is acting on what you believe, even before you see the manifestation, even before you see anything. You're acting on the word of God. Why? Because that's what he said. And if he said it, he's not a man that he should lie. If he spoke it, baby, it got to come to pass. Now, if it's somebody else said it, then that's a different thing. But once I find out what he said, then, man, I'm going to line up my boy with what he said. And understand what? Another law in the kingdom. Wow. That's how I get what he said into my life, manifested into my life, how my man saying what he said. Finding out what he said and speaking that man into my life, into my circumstances and my situations and my symptoms. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about, man, the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom. I told you to preach means to publicly declare the message, to let you know, man, that that's available to you, man, and it's free and that you can come on in, man. Ain't no lock to the door and it's open 24/7. But to teach means to instruct for change. Because even though you're in it, once you come into it, it's one thing you got to understand, sir. Once you come into it and come on into the kingdom of God, then when you come into it and say, yes, Lord, I'm coming to your kingdom and your way of doing things, then Jesus say, hey, now I'm going to give you what? The keys of the kingdom. There's some keys in the kingdom. But there's some functioning principles. There's some laws. I told you, man, you know that it's a treasure that's hidden in the field. It ain't hidden for you. It ain't hidden from you, it's hidden for you. They just like, man, they locked. They end up, they just like that big hotel I'll tell you about, the kingdom of God is like. You know, the lobby is and the entrance into the hotel, anybody can come in. But if you want to take advantage of all the stuff that's in the hotel and accommodation that's there, then, man, you gotta get a key. Why? Because, man, you know, the rooms is locked. See, in the kingdom of God, all the peace and joy, that's in the room. The healing, that's in one of them rooms. The everything that you have, all the things that pertains to life and godliness, man, that's up there in one of them rooms. And here's the good news, man. They up there in them rooms and all of them, man, it's for you. But them doors are locked. So Jesus didn't say, I'm not going to give you the key to the kingdom, because there ain't no key to the kingdom. There's a door to the kingdom. And it's open 24/7. Just like I say, it's a door to the hotel, and it's open, man, 24/7. Jesus is the door to the kingdom, and it's open 24/7. But once you come in through that door, it's not enough just to be in there. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see. See means to understand. So when you be born again and come into the kingdom and realize that it's there, that foundation is there, and you come on into the kingdom, he said, now except a man be born of the spirit and the water, he cannot enter into the kingdom. See, two things. Born again, that's come on in. That's come into the life. Come on into the kingdom. But if you want to enter into all those things, all the blessings that's here, that's for us, you got to be born not just born again, but born of the, now that you're born again, now you got to be born, grew up by the Spirit and the water. What's that? The Word of God. A lot of Word. The Spirit to have something to work with. You need the Word. Now you're born out of, you born again. Now you become a student of the Word. You desire a sincere meal of the Word. You're being taught. You're growing. You're learning. You're a student, a disciple. That's what a disciple is, a student, a learner. You're in school. You're being educated, in some cases re-educated. What is that for, man? Because, boy, those are the keys. You got to know what key unlocked the door and how to unlock the door. Our problem is, man, we don't know what key unlocked the door, so we fumbling around, man, got a whole bunch of keys in our hand, and we fumbling around at the door of prosperity, man, trying this key, no, that don't work. Try this key, no, that don't work. Trying this key, no, that don't work, man, because there's a whole bunch of keys. You got a whole bunch of keys with 1,000 keys on it, man, and you don't know what key unlocked what door. You could be at that door of prosperity, man, trying them keys, man, till you die. But if you know what key opened what door, then we can go to each one of them doors, man, and just open it up, man. Enjoy all the benefits there. What that is, that's teaching you need. What that is, that's instructing for change. Preach is to publicly declare, let you know that, hey, come on into the hotel, and it's there. Now, once you get in there, you need to be taught some things. It's not enough just to be inspired by good preaching, man. You need to be informed by good revelation knowledge so that you can know what is the hope of your calling. So that you can know that you call into, man, a high calling, man, that you call into a great, your eyes ain't seen and our ears ain't heard. We've been living, man, so far below our rights and privileges. I tell you, we've been living like mere men and mere women when all the time we the sons and daughters of the Most High God, man, with all power. Overall, listen, you were designed not to live in this world system. The circumstances and situations and symptoms, man, that we face in this world system, that's what dictate to us. That's what dictate how you act, how you talk, how you move, how you live, everything. That ain't how it is in the kingdom, man. In the kingdom, man, you dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptom. In this world system, the circumstance, situation, and symptom that we got to dictate to, the good and the bad, this in this world system, man, that's influenced and motivated by the devil. Not only the evil, the good in it too. And all you got to do is dang a circumstance, situation, something to make mankind act however you want to act. In this world that we live in, because this is the world. He set that up. But in the kingdom of God, baby, you the king. You the ruler. And then, man, still a circumstance, situation, man, dictating to you, man, you start dictating to it. When that enemy come and tell you, man, they did this and they did that to you, man, and you start responding, man, with revenge and everything else, you'll see that revenge, man, you'll see, man, see that circumstance, situation dictate to you and you reacting, and man, starting into a fuss, and the fuss turning into a fight, and the fight turning into a fire, and the fire turning into somebody getting hurt or killed and sent to prison, man. Why? All because, man, you allowed a circumstance, situation, and something to dictate to you. And if you'd have dictated to that circumstance, situation, and something, you could have avoided the whole thing. In the kingdom, that's why I say you got to be taught. You got to learn. You got to, because when you come into this kingdom, just like you come into this world system, a little bitty baby, you don't know how to walk. You don't know how to talk like God wants you to talk and live like God wants you to live. You got to grow up. This ain't about just having church on Sundays, man, and going to this. It's about growing up, man, so that we can learn how to live like God wants us to live, so that we can come out of sin that's in our life. Man, you're so busy struggling, man, trying to come out of sin, man, till we're having so much problem, man, even in the church. Yes, you got to come out of sin, but you got to find out, man, God's way, man, of bringing you out of there. And I guarantee you, man, who his son said free is free indeed. And he bringing us out, man. You know why? Because, boy, I'm telling you, we're learning something, man. That, man, we're learning, man, that don't have no place in our life. We got brothers and sisters standing up in the pulpits preaching against it. And that hallelujah, amen to it, man. You know, that bring conviction on in our heart so that, man, when we get good revelation, man, you're already convicted in your heart. Hallelujah. All right, because, boy, it's being told to us, man, you know. And whom the Lord loves, he chases, and he convicts, man. He don't never condemn you. But man, that word will whoop you, man. That word will whoop your behind. He'll take the word and whoop your behind with it. He's going to take the word and break your arm with it and cause no car wrecks and counts and sugar diabetes and all that on you. He ain't going to do that with it. But he'll take that word, man, and convict you, man. And make you say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I love you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Creating me clean heart. Forgive me all my faults and mistakes, Lord. Just like the prayer say, forgive me, Lord, and lead me not into the distraction and temptation. What that is, man, that's a humble spirit, a humble heart, man, that God can work with and continue to build up, man. As, man, you awake to righteousness and sin less and less and less and less. Doing what? Becoming who you already are. Who am I? You're already holy. You're already the righteousness of God. You're already saved. You already have inherited the kingdom of God. The testator and already died. The will is already in effect. It's fulfilled. It's done. It's finished. It's yours. And then to stand up in the courts of heaven, but you got to take your will, man. You got to take your stuff to the courts of heaven. That's why when you go to God and pray, man, and tell him, man, in the name of Jesus, or that's what your words say, he got to watch over that, man, to perform that. Most of our prayer are just hoping and praying. Listen, praying, man, get the answer sent. The way we pray, it get the answer sent. Because he got to watch over. He got to send. He said, if you call upon me, I'll answer you. He ain't lying. He answer you. You think when you ask God to save you, he said no? When you ask God to heal you, he said no? Yeah, when you ask God to help you, you think he said no? He said, I'll be a very present help in your time of trouble, in your time of need. He said, well, I answer you even before you call upon me. He said, I won't never leave you and I won't never forsake you. He said, I'm the Lord thy God and I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. I'm the Lord that healeth thee, that saveth thee, that delivereth thee, that provide for thee. I supply all your needs. He ain't lying. He can't. He not. Sometimes I get carried away, you know. When words, he really. But he didn't want the. He want that manifest in our lives. That's his heart desire. That's his heart cry. When Jesus, man, when they say Jesus wept, you know, that's what, you know, I believe with all my heart, that's what it was. It was the compassion that he had for his fellow brothers. Because in that scripture that we reading about in Proverbs chapter 8, he's saying, and God delighted with his son, and his son, and his delighted with the sons of man, with us. He had compassion on us until, man, he became flesh and blood just like us, man. In order to redeem our life from that destruction, man, that Adam sold us into, man, and restore back to us, man, our original place, man, in God. I promise you, no, he won't say no. He answered that. So when you pray, they get the answer sent. But that don't necessarily get it received. Because you got enemy, you got principality, you got power, you got wicked spirits in heavenly places, that man walking in the unseen realm to intercept your sin prayer. And know how they intercept it? Because you pray one way and then you get up saying, man, something different. You pray, man, that God to heal the children, man, and bless our schools and our teenagers and everything else, and then you get up saying, man, these children so bad we don't know what to do. Look like they're just going astray. Look like, man, just, no, you can. If you pray that, man, you got to get up saying that. If you pray, man, that God bless them and God forgive them, you got to get up talking that and speaking that. How long, Arthur, till it come to pass? No, forever. That's why he said you got to repent. You got to change your way of thinking and talking and living and walking, man. Because in the kingdom of God, man, it's 360. It's totally different from, man, this world system that you live in. That's why you got to repent. You got to be willing to change. That's what repent means. Change everything. Not just change, man, from your evil way. Change everything. Change. A new man. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. God say, hey, you know, hey, that's what I'm doing, man. How you doing that Father, like we start out this message, man, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit,